All right, so Adele sat down to chat with some fans on the beach recently, and I guess she opened up about her extreme weight loss. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, the Oscar nominees have been announced. Not a shocker here for me anyway, that Joker leads this year with 11 nominations. Mm-hmm. Such a good movie. I think I was talking about this movie yesterday as well. And Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, close behind with 10 nominations each. The big upset this year, J-Lo. She didn't get any recognition for her role in Hustlers, and people are mad about it.
How can you be mad? I mean, I know that there was talk about possibly buzz, but just the fact that the movie was sort of in contention, you know, she's miles ahead of where she was a few years ago, in her career.
Is that your silver lining there? You're like, it could be worse.
The
fact that people thought you deserved an Oscar is huge.
There could have been no buzz.
People were kind of holding their breath waiting to hear her name, though, so hopefully they're breathing by now because it didn't happen. Mm. Hustlers wasn't nominated in any of the categories, actually, and once again, women were also shut out of the director's category, and that is making people angry, too, and I understand. And, it, you know, it's despite the fact that women led many of 2019's most acclaimed films.
That's right.
Many of
them.
Right. Now, Issa Rae, she's an amazing actress from a show called Insecure, and she presented the nominations yesterday, and she actually threw shade on the fact that women were nominated.
Oh.
Yeah, at the end, she goes, "Congratulations to those men." And people were like, "Yes, thank you very much." Now, the Oscars go down on Sunday, February 9th, 2020. We'll see if people are on stage talking about the fact that women weren't nominated as well. I'm sure
they will
be.
No host this year.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sure as the celebrities step up, they'll have something to say about it. Fans say that they didn't recognize Adele when they saw her on the beach. If you're going to let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me. I'll live in water under the breeze. So I mentioned last week that Adele was spending some time on a beach in Anguilla with Harry Styles, right? Well, a fan says she was at the same resort with some friends, and Adele made her way over to sit with them for 15 or 20 minutes just to chat.
Come on.
I love this woman.
That's awesome.
I know. Yeah, she literally rolled up to their table and was like, "What can I do for you girls?" And they said they didn't recognize her at first. They did ask for a picture, and she said no because her son was with her and she didn't want the paparazzi everywhere. But she did call Harry Styles over and said, "Here, take a picture with Harry Styles."
Amazing.
Yeah. Harry, would you mind?
But it took a minute for them to realize who it was, and it's because she's lost so much weight.
That's right.
And she looks very different, apparently. So she did open up about her weight loss with them, and apparently she said she lost something like 100 pounds.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she was just as beautiful before.
I know.
She's so beautiful. Okay. Either way, I was comparing pictures today earlier.
So quick question. You got 15 minutes with Adele on a beach. What do you do?
Not talk about how much weight she lost.
No, right? No, I haven't. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd want to be your friend. I want to be friends with her. And even seeing that these girls are now talking, like I think they spoke to Perez Hilton about their conversation.
Okay.
I'm like, that must be disheartening.
Yeah.
Adele's very young still. She probably thought, hey, we're just friends, like chatting about whatever.
She's a party goer.
Mm-hmm. She likes to have some drinks. I'm sure she was having some drinks on the beach at that time, actually. Anyway, good for her. Hopefully she feels good. And like I said, she's just as beautiful as she always was. But they said overall she seemed really happy and, I'm assuming a little bit drunk, too.
Nice.
She's
good
just
times.
Going up and
nice.
Talking to random people. All right. It's 6:36 right now. That's your biz. And coming up, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Yeah, we're still looking for the person out there who can maybe take me down.
Oh, okay, yeah. How are you feeling about today?
Good, actually. I'm thinking of bringing in some champion music when I'm in the isolated booth because I am the champ now.
You don't get to choose the music in the isolated booth. Actually, let's take some suggestions this morning.
Oh, sure.
That'd be a fun
That'd be
thing
nice.
To do. What
I like
should
it.
We play in Sam's headphones while he's in that isolated booth? You can text us at 92925. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Sam coming up in 6 minutes. Backstreet Boys up first.